mansion in Georgia. Drive a sports car up the coast of California.
Some new All right, heating it up with the Souls of Mischief there. That was 93 Till Infinity, one of hip-hop's iconic songs for lovers of hip-hop and simple chillers alike. Certainly a classic. This is DJ Crunchy Beef Taco, and we're going to be bringing you some classics today. Got from every genre, from hip-hop to Brazilian funk. We've got some night moves in there, so very excited to be with you today. And we're going to kick it off with another hip-hop classic. This one's from A Tribe Called Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game, we're the player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
All right, coming to you live from the studio here in Curtis Hall at WMFO. This is DJ Crunchy Beef Taco. Another beautiful classic from A Tribe Called Quest, who apparently just released what they call is their last video. Well, we all know what happens when Tribe calls their last anything. Somehow, they just keep going. I was gonna play some more old school, but in the spirit of the Tribe, I wanted to see if we could check out one of their more recent numbers. We got the 96 bus coming. Who's going to Harvard Square? Not me. I am chilling with you here in the studio. Unfortunately, DJ Happy Tear Wife is out today. She ate the Commons sushi, which spells disaster for all of your gut microbiota. So we're wishing DJ Happy Tear Wipe all the best today. Shout out. Hope you're wiping tears in a good way and not in the expected way. So before we get too far away from the music, I'm going to bring you this one from A Tribe Called Quest here on WMFO.
We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear. Yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lab, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me nothing back. She gon' take the brain away the place she spit on that. The doors and signs with it, don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranhas see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trend set up, I know, my shit's cold. Hand set up because I ain't so bold. But damn, all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of the media that logs false narratives of gods that came up against the odds. We're not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the charts. Some of the fucking numbers ain't your statistician. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming up a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with it. The Tribe be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still, I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon, blood clot. Coop on your head, Todd.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go.
Attention, all you bad folks, you must go. You must go. That is a great little protest number they've got going for them. So thank you, Tribe, for staying relevant always. I wanted to engage with DJ Beef Taco DJ Happy Tear Wipe about some recent events, but unfortunately she can't be here to spar, so it's just gonna be me spitting to the airwaves today. Wanted to talk about how today we woke up and the world was just a little bit colder. It's not that the 18-odd inches of snow that fell last night failed to cancel classes for the second day in a row. It's not even the sting of Donald Trump's tweet, "Congratulations to all," that was sent out hours after firing his Secretary of State and declaring that the likely replacement would be Mike Pompeo, of all people. That is, for all of you who are getting your first foray into Mr. Pompeo, the CIA director who has declared support for waterboarding, and his replacement is also a well-known torture expert. So glad to see our country's headed in the right direction. But actually, so it's none of those things. Last night we lost a light in the world of cosmology, a light in the world of memes, to be quite frank, but also just a really lovely and inspiring example of a person. I'm sure all of you all know that's Mr. Stephen Hawking. So I had a couple thoughts I wanted to share on this. The first being that upon my first scroll on social media this morning, it seems everybody is a Stephen Hawking fan and an expert, and is suddenly very interested in cosmology. Oh, yes, his advances in string theory were unparalleled. Stephen, your contribution to black hole radiation is impressive, and I feel personally touched by your publication on duality between electric and magnetic black holes. That was Cambridge Press, 1997, right? You know, the truth is that most people will never read or understand most of the publications and contributions that Mr. Hawking gave to science. And frankly, I think that's fine, because the impact of his life and who he is as a person, and the impact of his discoveries, was very real, and thankfully will not be evaluated based on the opinions or social media posts of the modern lay people. I guess I count myself among these modern lay people, so please don't read any condescension into what I'm saying. So anyway, in the spirit of Mr. Hawking, I might feature some more bits about him throughout the show, but wanted to play this number from Night Moves, who I actually think, I think the singer on this one sounds a little bit like the vocal sample in We the People. Feel free to call in, let me know. All right, take care.
I'm not afraid to die.
Bum ba da da. Carl Sagan. That is Night Moves. And I really like that one. Couple lyrics in there that are striking. Am I a fool to expect that someday I'm going to be gone? I think in one way or another, we're all dealing with that question. Hopefully in a way that's satisfying to each person, but in many ways you gotta grapple with your own mortality and your own limits. Definitely something, speaking of the legacy of Stephen Hawking, that it makes you think, because clearly it's just an absolutely inspiring legacy. Dr. Hawking was born with ALS, an extremely debilitating degenerative disorder. And I think this is the aspect of his life that really hits home for people. It was interesting. One of the other things that I noticed taking a look, people's reactions and the sort of outpouring of popular grieving for this person, was the surprise. So many people were saying that they thought that Stephen Hawking was just immortal, which could be a little fishy, but also I think reflects this idea that he sort of screws you and blows your mind in two ways. Not only has he fearlessly and relentlessly pursued the limits of human understanding and in theoretical physics, and frankly broken down doors into the world beyond, but he's also a living in embodied paradox. He has this extreme physical limitation and this weak body that is laughably contradictory to his mental fortitude. So I think you really don't need to be a theoretical physicist to understand the lessons of Hawking's life. And we can all learn to accept that someday we're going to be gone, but that day is not today. So in that spirit, let's see. I have this master plan of what to play next, but I think I'm going to go with the flow here and play you a number from Andrew Bird that has inspired me from when I was in high school. And I actually sort of wrote the lyrics to this song on my wall here at school, which I'm sure at some point or another I'll have to pay for. But in the spirit of not allowing externally imposed God-given limits to define my actions, I chose to revolt on that one. So hopefully my parents are not listening, because we are gonna have to pay that little fine at the end. I'm just kidding, because we can always paint over things, can always change present circumstances in a way that makes them more amenable to not having to pay crappy university fines. Coming at you from Andrew Bird on the Mysterious Production of Eggs, this is Opposite Day.
Sun right in my eyes, and there was no warning as it took me by surprise, as it hit me like an act of God, causing my alarm that I had not become myself apart. Still had legs and arms, yes, I still had legs and arms. Today was supposed to be the day molecules decide to change the form. Laws of physics lose its sway. discretion, I was suddenly the norm. I was a good kid sprouting horns, yeah, yeah. And today was supposed to be just another day. In society at large, they're going to wake up on this morning and find that they're in charge. While those who are all set up for, who are really doing quite well, they're going to wake up in institutions, in prison or in hell, in prison or in hell. Today was supposed to be the day molecules decide to change the form. Laws of physics lose this way. And youthful indiscretion now is suddenly the norm. With the good kids spouting horns, yeah, yeah. And today was supposed to be just another day. Think there's something else? Well, you're right, there is. There's something else. But if you think I'm gonna tell you, think again. Why should I even think of telling you what there is? Yeah, 'cause silence is knowledge, and knowledge is power. I'm on explicit orders to dare not speak its name. Listen up, I just work here. Oh, I dare not speak its name. I can't keep talking about it. Whoa, I dare not speak its name. Oh,
I have to say is wow. Focus on the finish there with Mr. Jerry. So he's got this pseudonym is what I'm trying to work through here. His name is Nathan. I see you, Nathan. You are not Jerry Paper. You are just Nathan. Nice little number. doesn't matter. Take me. So funnily enough, when I was searching for that song, I searched doesn't matter, and the first result that popped up was doesn't matter, had sex. You know, I don't think there's even any commentary that can be made on that. Doesn't matter, had sex. So it kind of seems contradictory. You're like, it really doesn't matter, but here's this other piece of information that's important for you to understand, and it's that I had sex. So that was Jerry Paper, who studied the philosophy of religion and sociology of music, classic new age liberal arts business at the New School, 24 years old. And the way he wants his musical experience to be understood was as a result of direct experience. So he says religion is one of the primary ways that direct experience is manifested, whether that's God or some spiritual higher being speaking to you. That is your experience. And he believes that the musical sound is constructed as a representation that carries you back to that original experience. and bypasses linguistic processing. Pretty cool way of thinking about music. A little bit freaky there, saying that music puts you back in touch with the way things really are. Funny, that reminds me of this passage in a book that I was reading the other day. The book is Wendell Berry's What Are People For? A collection of essays. Really a remarkable read, highly recommend. And the opening essay is called Remarkable Man. And it's a dedication to a man by the name of Nate Shaw. Not like Nathan Brooklyn Jerry Paper Nathan, but Nate Shaw Nathan. He was a black farmer born in Alabama, 1885, who ended up in jail after achieving a great success and accruing a lot of wealth from his personal farm. He ended up going to jail because he tried to defend a fellow black farmer's stock against a police raid. And they locked him up after a shooting frolic. And he stayed the full term before being released in 1945. And Wendell Berry has this amazing way of writing about this person as an intellectual. So even though he was destitute after his stay in jail, he went and began to work and farm again because he believed that that was his life's purpose and the best way to get back to the source. And Berry talks about this man's intelligence. He's an intellectual. But he makes a great distinction between somebody who is an intellectual and who is exclusively intellectual and somebody who is in touch with the spirit of intellectualism, which by Berry's standards is simply transmitting acts and experience directly. So he goes into a couple of examples of the way that Nate Shaw would speak. And I'm just going to go ahead and read a little passage here. Shaw's vocabulary and usage will sometimes seem strange to readers not familiar with his region and way of life, but it will never seem empty or inert. When he speaks of corresponding a girl, or says that his son got stout enough to accomplish a place, we have no trouble understanding what he means, and we're also aware that his words convey insight beyond the reach of conventional usage. He always speaks in reference to a real world, thoroughly experienced and understood. His words keep an almost physical hold on what I've touched with my hands and what have touched me. Berry goes on to compare this style of writing with actually Buckminster Fuller's style, speaking of great scientists who have made incredible scientific progress. He talks about the article, Cutting the Metabilical Cord, which is full of all this jargon and predictions about what the universe is going to do next. And Berry is not, you know, he has a thorough respect for science, but he says that this kind of language is not useful for describing our experience. Or maybe it is to Buckminster Fuller, but politicians can easily usurp the language that he uses and just say this gobbledygook about the universe, and that will give them the sort of credibility that then anything that they say, no matter how foolish, will be believed by the average person. And Nate Shaw, from this essay, seems like the kind of person who simply says things the way they are. And one thing that stuck with me that Wendell Berry attributes to Nate Shaw was this idea that there are many social battles to be fought against, particularly racial and economic oppression, and defining the battle is a part of the problem. And also speaking, so Nate Shaw says, I hope to God that I won't be one of the slackers that would sit down and refuse to labor to that end. So he's really hoping that he's going to be willing to put in the work, and I think that speaks to all of us who can very easily sit back in our chairs and define the world's problems and poke holes in other people's solutions. But acknowledging your own limits and your own proclivity to be lazy is one way to at least be honest and let your listener know that you're communicating with them on an equal playing field. So hopefully that's how you all feel today. that I am not speaking down from you from this ivory tower of Curtis Hall. Hard to feel superior to anybody when you're sitting in Curtis Hall. But I'm going to get back to the music here. And this is a Brazilian jam by the band Quarteto 1111. Excellent. Thank you, Quartetto 1111. I understood none of that, but I do know that the song is called Todo Mundo e Ninguém, and that means everybody and nobody. Everybody and nobody. So, speaking of everybody and nobody, wonder who hasn't heard about the results of the Pennsylvania 18th Congressional District election results? They just came in this morning. I confess that I was up pretty late, and even though I was awake near the break of day, the election results still had not been called. They were tallying ballots way late into the night, and in the end, drum roll please, Connor Lamb! Connor Lamb is the winner, which is incredible. So the 18th Congressional District is actually just a few miles away from my congressional district in the suburbs of Pennsylvania. Just for total transparency, I come from the 12th Congressional District. That is the northern part of Allegheny County. And some of the eastern part of Allegheny County was included in this special election. So the reason why this is important is because this is an area that's incredibly pro-Trump and showed up for him in the polls and in the election in handy numbers, handing it to him by a margin of 20 points against Hillary Clinton. So very populist area, but clearly the results of this election challenge people's stereotypes about what people in the 18th Congressional District care about. Connor Lamb is a sort of middle-of-the-road guy, and he was predicted to win only if he could straddle the middle of the road, which he certainly did. So he's all about workers' rights and rallied the support of a lot of unions other traditionally, politically friendly groups who are organized and community organizers. But he also appealed to those who are pro-gun and those who are anti-Pelosi. So I think it's really a fantastic showing of support, and it's very encouraging for future Democratic races coming in November. One comment that I read online was that Democrats in the future, in the 18th Congressional District and beyond in Pennsylvania, should jettison the vegan afflicted wing of the party and get back into the game. So, speaking of getting back into the game, this is one song that always, no matter what time of day or night comes on, you can't help but get back into it. So, here we are with Jimmy Ricard. And listen into the lyrics on this one.
Let's take him back to 1982 just quickly. I came into this world and my ma thought, I'ma name this little boy Paul. Plain old boring old Paul. And I always thought, if I had a different name, would my life be different? Like, imagine if I had a name like Jimmy Ricard. Evolved from the Jekyll, become the king of the cards. King of the castle, king of the barstool. Life by all, nobody thinks he's a nice hole. Pass the parcel to Jimmy. Everybody pass quicker than getting off of the glass of Kilkenny. If anything, Jimmy's the man of the millennium. No two men can better him, not even Lenny and Carl. I put a penny in the jar, I swear he's rare. Singing Henny in your mini bar. Face of the cinema like Andy Garcia. But compared to Jimmy Andy, say last year. Brazier is a throne at his feet. Ladies love him cause he's got a little dimple in his cheek. Yeah. Making me sick to my stomach and there's nothing you can do. You gotta love him.
You gotta love him, it's Jay.
Jimmy Ricard.
Raise your glass for the king of the bar. It's
Jay. Jimmy Ricard.
Women swinging their bras, ladies swinging their bra for
Jay. Jimmy Ricard.
All my people singing the bra, hurrah for
Jay.
In
popped out of
J.R. Jimmy Ricard.
Raise your glass for the king of the bar. It's
J.R. Jimmy Ricard.
Women swinging their bras, ladies swinging their bra for
J.R. Jimmy Ricard.
All my people singing the rah, hurrah for
J.R. Coming at down with
J.R. The J, the R, the M, the Y, the J, the I.
It's like everything he touches turns to gold, it's amazing. Best in the only side like Jay-Z, pushing up daisies. A breath of fresh air, the best there is. Like an in the electric chair and live untouchable. He never perished, reason why luck was full. He was the fairest of them all. Lie, mirror, mirror on the wall. Lie, mirror, ponder on the ball. Mom comes up with wool when his name's like Jimmy. Any plan or gimmick, every man will mimic Jimmy. Open up my doors in the Jimmy. That's why he's always fucking swimming in his winnings. The name's ringing in your ears, man, isn't it? Living in jealousy like a prisoner to visitors. He was oblivious to sunshine, day, night. Would my luck change if I was given a name like
J.R. Jimmy Ricard?
Raise your glass for the king of the bar. It's
J.R. Jimmy Ricard.
Women swinging their bras, ladies swinging their bra for
J.R. Jimmy Ricard.
All my people singing the bra, hurrah for
J.R. Coming at down with
J.R.
All right, you know something good's going on when they've got a piccolo in the back there. So that is Dropped with Jimmy Ricard. I wonder if I had a name that wasn't Haley Marie. I think my parents were going to name me Ralph at one point. I think that was communicated to me. So Ralph Beef, nah. I think Ralph actually could be a standalone DJ name in and of itself. But anyway, we're closing up here at the end of the hour. Also, I received word from an anonymous source that apparently the 18th Congressional District has not yet been declared. So that's an important detail. I don't know how long it takes to count ballots. Depends, I suppose, on how many extra ballots there are and who's counting them and how many times somebody busts in the room in the middle. Someone's like 64, 65, 66, and someone busts in and they're like 23, and then the line goes blank and you gotta start again. My friends and I used to do that on the bus when we went on field trips and the teachers needed to count how many students there were. They'd be like almost at the back of the bus, like, all right, 57, 58, would be like 42. So anyway, good times there with Jimmy Ricard. And I think we got time for maybe one more song, so gonna fade it out just like we faded in and take care on this one. This is Souls of Mischief. Yeah. This one also, this played this weekend at a breakdancing competition that I attended and did not compete in, but was thoroughly inspired and impressed by those who were competing. So shout out to the Rocksteady crew showing up after all these years. But this sort of strikes me as the golden age of hip hop. And this song has a soul that I think transcends, dare I say, space and time, because it's no longer 93 and this song is still mine. All right, take care. DJ Crunchy Beef Taco probably signing off after this one, but hopefully you have a lovely rest of your existence, and thanks for sharing it with me on 91.5.
What's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oat. You know, he's dope. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we gonna up you on how we just chill.
Dial up 7 digits, call up Bridget. Her man's a midget, plus he got fringe. Yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the fattest dog I ever seen. The weather's heating California.
up there, I'm so